This is The Hardline, the greatest show on earth.
Well, maybe just in St. Louis.
The Hardline with TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, John Hadley, Bob Ramsey, and who the hell else knows?
Want to ask you about a guy.
Hey, welcome into the Hardline. 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, 5-9ofthefan.com. I'm former Missouri wide receiver TJ Moe with John Hadley, Matt Rocchio, and we are at our favorite place that I've spent a ton of time at. This is the Home Loan Expert Headquarters, and the founder and the man who is in charge of it all, Ryan Kelly, joining us now.
I'll give a clap. I'll clap for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Think so.
Not a big crew here. We're not at Hot Shots or something where there's hundreds of people. But I can't thank you guys enough for being here. I am blessed to be part of your station and everything that you guys do. To have you here means a lot. And if it's okay, I just want to kind of give a listeners just a quick 60 seconds maybe about the Bataan Memorial Death March.
Absolutely.
As everybody here in my office has been training for quite some time, at least a month, maybe 2-3 months for this event. And we're packing bags. We're packing rucksacks. We're getting down to White Sands Missile Range this week. A lot of the team leaves tomorrow. I'll come down on Friday. This will be my fourth time participating in the Bataan Memorial Death March. It is a 26.2-mile rucksack march. Rucksack, a military term for backpack. So 26.2-mile march with a backpack, a rucksack, holding up to 50 pounds in it. So I'll put about 50 pounds in my backpack, lace the boots up, get the gear on, and then I march 26.2 miles through the sand.
Dude.
If you've ever been to a beach, you've walked on the sand in some tinnies, you know how tough that can be just getting 10 yards. I'm going to just kind of get an idea of what 26 of that miles looks like.
And you get it in your shoes, and it feels like sandpaper as you walk.
Your shoes are full of sand. You have blisters. Your feet look like hamburger meat by about mile 12.
Oof.
So, you know, toenails, you'll lose the toenails. Those will go away. You'll have multiple blisters in your feet. I've been injured 2 years. I've done a double tear hernia 1 year.
Whoa.
And I have a big surgery on that one. That was right before the Timber Fake fight. I was fighting that one with that hernia. Another year, I bolted.
You didn't need it. I watched that fight.
Sit him with my left as much as I could and shoot him away. And then I've also blown my lower disc on my lower two vertebrae. It hit my sciatic nerve. That one was really painful. But yeah. All of that doesn't really matter. You know, like that stuff, the hernia, the bulge disc, like think about the real Bataan Death March, the members of our military that went through that. Here's just a quick history lesson. 1941, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor and take out the majority of our naval fleet. 10 hours later, the Japanese invade the Philippines. And the reason they took out Pearl Harbor was so they could take over the Philippines and we could not help them. So they bombed Pearl Harbor. 10 hours later, they invade the Philippines, about 140,000 Japanese troops. We had at that time 10,000 American troops in the Philippines. Without the naval to be able to offer them support, bring them supplies and everything else, our president at the time, Roosevelt, made the decision to go after Hitler and enter World War II in the arena in Europe and fight Hitler, essentially sealed the fate of our 10,000 American troops. These are boys 19 through 22 years old, American kids. So think about what you were doing coming out of high school. That's what these kids were, 10,000 of them. They're left to fight the Japanese forces with no supplies, no support, nothing. They fought as long as hard as they could. After 6 months with their back literally against the sea, they couldn't go back any further. They were forced to surrender. It was the largest surrender ever in military history for the United States. And the Japanese took these prisoners, 10,000 of them, and they forced them to march 80 to 100 miles to one of three of their death camps, their concentration camps. That march was brutal. It was through the jungle. It was 3 days long. They weren't fed. They weren't given water. If they fell out of line, they were murdered. They were bayoneted. They were killed. 2,000 troops lost their lives on what is now known as the Bataan Death March. The 8,000 that made it in the camps were brutally taken. They weren't taken care of. They were treated horribly. They were forced to work. They were never fed properly. They had broken bones, arms, backs, necks. Nobody cared. only 2,000 of our troops made it home at the end of World War II. So 2,000 of the original 10 made it home. They did not live long. So why do we do the baton is to memorialize them and sort of make sure, although we all know about Hitler and we all know about that part of World War II, we always forget about what was going on in the Philippines. So 30 years ago, we started the Bataan Memorial Death March. We go down to White Sands Missile Range. We march 26 miles through the deep sand. We have weight in our rucksacks. It's a brutal thing, but it's the pain that I experience is nothing compared to the pain that these men went through even an hour of that original march. And if and that's the reason we do it, is we want to keep that front center of mind, these sacrifices that so many troops have made for these freedoms so that we can be here on a wonderful Wednesday like we are today, talking sports, complaining about coaches' moves and everything else that we do. Yeah. Without those sacrifices, this isn't a free country, and we don't get to do these things. And that's why we go down the baton every year.
Now, you have a buddy, your YouTube buddy. Is he doing it with you
Nick
this
Bear,
year?
Nick Bear will be on our team. I'm taking three people from the office, and then we have Nick Bear coming in from Austin. He's a good friend, and he has quite the following. I think he has about 500,000 followers on YouTube. He produces a ton of content. Nick will be with us. He's a former Army Ranger. If it's right into his thing. He'll bring a production team with him this year, so that makes it nice. We won't have to film a lot, but we will be producing a ton of content out of the march, out of White Sands. And I'd tell all the listeners, follow Hero Loan. Just jump on Instagram right now, Facebook. Go to the website, hero.loan website, if you want to find us. Follow all of our social. We'll be producing so much content down there. And having Nick there is kind of a treat almost. Nick's out of that 500,000 or so followers he has on YouTube, the majority of them, 85% are enlisted kids, you know, that are in the military.
Yeah.
So having him down there is a big treat for, you know, people are really excited that Nick Bear's coming to the event and coming with us at Hero Loan.
And like Navy SEALs are kind of the big deal. Army Rangers are as tough as they come, man.
Yeah, they are, man. I mean, anybody that enlists in the military is tough. I can promise you that.
But Special Forces are another level of
when
tough.
When you get into that Special Forces, I mean, it's a mindset, and you really have to be able to take the pain. And, you know, speaking of mindset, personally, set all the reasons I just laid out of why Hero Loan and why we're attached to the Bataan Memorial Death March. For me, it's beautiful. I love the Bataan Memorial Death March for one reason. I embrace the suck. I love to be in a spot where at mile 7 or whatever I'm doing, I want to stop. And I hear those voices, and I'm ready to bail out like 70% of the people that start the Bataan Death March don't complete. And at mile 7, you're thinking, I don't need to complete this. I'm here. I've done my job. I've done all these great things. But for me, when my mind starts talking to me and I break these fake ceiling barriers, I come out of the event stronger, mind strong, and everything. So for me, it's a great event because it pushes me to limits every year that I never thought I could get to on my mental game.
So, is it getting easier?
No, it never gets any easier. I mean, my time gets a little faster every year. My first year was 12 hours to complete this. That's 12 hours marching through sand with 50 pounds in your backpack.
Yeah.
I'm this year I'm gonna go sub 8 hours is my goal.
Wow.
So you're moving. You don't stop for 8 hours. You're not taking the bag off and rolling your back and stretching. You just go. And I'm gonna try to get less than 8 hours. So the event doesn't get easier, but my time's shortening because I quit, you know, pulling over to the side of the trail and opening up a can of beans and heating it up and eating out of the can. Like I just go and I just eat bananas real quick and just keep moving.
Do you guys finish as a group, or
we
is it
don't.
You guys just roll?
You just kind of you come out of the base. This march started 30 years ago with 140 marchers just getting together to put this together. This year there'll be 7,700 marchers.
Oh.
And a lot of wounded warriors, a lot of active military that comes into it. And they all, 10 people get in one car, you know, from their base, wherever that is. And they all flood into White Sands Missile Range and sleep in tents, which I camp the whole time I'm there. I don't get into a fancy housing unit or a hotel. I live on base for 3 days in a tent.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah, you're really close when you're coming out of the corrals with 7,500 people. But it thins out pretty quick, you know, as you get further and further in the course. And I'm more of a headphone guy. I throw on my Spotify or something. I hear a song I like, and I'll repeat that thing 10 times just to kind of daydream and get my mind off of every step that you're taking. It gets harder and harder as you get closer to that finish line.
Have you ever listened to David Goggins?
I know who he is. I've read a few of his books, The Seal, and enjoy some podcasts that he's done with other people. And he's a great guy. I recommend anybody that doesn't listen to David Goggins, pick up a YouTube channel or just do something and get your mind around what he does, because he's insane. They call him the SEAL, and he preaches a lot of that, I think.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Those ceilings. And, you know, in my mind, whether it's Climb for the Kids, we're climbing tall mountains, or if it's the Bataan Memorial Death March, whatever that event is, I got a 100-mile bike ride in Leadville coming up this year. That's going to be a tough one in the mountains. But for me, it's just when you get to that point where it's like it's time to stop. I love that when your mind clicks and you realize I don't really need to go. When your mind's telling you it's time to stop whatever you're doing, you're only at 40% capability of what you're capable of. And like I just did the Army 10-miler last year. It's just a 10-mile run. I mean, it's a 10-mile run, but every 2 miles they have a water station in the event. And I remember after I got through the first one, I was like, oh, I'm aching. I want to readjust. I want to stretch a little bit. When I get to that 4th mile marker, I'm going to stop. I'm going to have an orange. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to get better, and then I'm going to finish this thing off. And I kept waiting for that that mile marker at 4. And as I started getting closer and closer to it is when my mind shifted. And I'm like, this is just me playing games. I don't need to stop. I don't need to stretch. I need to turn it up. I need to run faster. And when that click happened, I didn't stop at the mile 4. I didn't stop until the finish line, and I wanted to keep running after that. I really enjoy that. I said it. I embrace the suck. I do. And when your mind clicks and you're like, this is just my body playing games with me, you still have 60% capacity in your body of what your body can do. And that's why I love the baton, setting aside all the other reasons, is it makes you so much your mind strength just grows.
Is the baton death march with the 50-pound backpack more difficult than the mountains you climb for the Kids with Cancer?
Wow, that's a great one. They're different. They're different events. They're difficult in their own, for their own reasons. The baton is just grueling torture. You're injuring your body. You're injuring your body. You don't come out of there without hamburger feet. You know, you don't come out of there without losing toenails. You don't come out of there with a broken bone maybe, or, you know, something else, some condition. So it's very tough mentally to get through that day. Climb for the Kids, we picked these tall, big mountains, and man, we got a big one coming up this year. I won't get into that now, but we're doing a dual summit somewhere. Pretty cool. Anyhow, that event, we're doing it for the kids, right? And it's a longer event. It's not a grueling 8 to 12 hours. It's spread out over a few days. This one was going to be a few weeks maybe coming up this year. But it's short. It's compressed. You're injuring yourself. It's a mind game there. The climb for the kids, you start off these beautiful towns and trees, and you're in the mountains, and they're gorgeous. And you get to points where it gets very sketchy and very scary the higher you get up on those mountains. And but you're thinking about the kids, like at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon and Alec Ingram Fights Cancer. You're thinking about all these kids that you're doing this mountain for in this beautiful place in the world. And that gets you to the top, just thinking about, hey, what am I complaining? What am I scared about? These kids are having surgeries every week. They're going through chemo. They're doing the sandwich. They're doing all these other things. Like, it gets you there to the top of the mountain for different reasons. So I can't really compare the two. They're both tough in their own right. But one is a grueling, how hard are you? You know, you're in that baton death march. You're competing. You have Army Rangers down. You have everybody down there competing on that thing. I'm probably the only mortgage guy on base. I can promise you that.
You and Monty. Monty's going to be there, huh?
Yeah. I got Monty Gibbs going down from my office this year. We have Carolina. She's our ultra runner. She's coming down. She's been down twice with me. She's ran that as a marathon. It's one of the top 5 toughest marathons to run, even without weight. You're in sand and you're running a marathon. So I have Monty, Carolina going with me this year. I have my Uncle Bob going with me. It's a treat to have him. He's 77 years old.
Whoa.
He won't do the weight, and he'll only do the half course, but he's an Army vet, and he goes with me every year. We also have coming from our office, James. We don't really need to talk about him. He's only been with me for 6 months, but James is going too. James is big and tough and strong. He's about your build. So, you know, maybe not quite as good a built as you, TJ, but
probably better.
The joke is James, the 24-year-old bodybuilder that is glued to me all the time here at the office, he might carry my rucksack for a few miles in the middle when I'm not taking pictures. Joking, of course. So we have a team of 4. Then we have Nick Baer coming in from Austin, Texas. Nick's bringing a full production team with him down there, so we don't have to produce the content while we're there. We can just enjoy it.
And he did this last year too, right?
I think he did. He tried to break the record last year. He fell short. He underestimated how difficult this event is. But without going into his personal plans this year, he's going to definitely try to beat that time. So Nick just came off of the Austin Marathon. He just ran that, so he trained for that. But marathons are easy for some and very difficult for others. I'm not built for marathons. I could tough my way through it mentally. I get through it and make sure I'm stretched and my hammies are stretched. I'll get through it. But Nick, you're talking about a guy that's a professional bodybuilder that owns a big supplement company that's carrying, walking at 250 or 240, wherever he is in a bulk season or wherever he is. Trying to run marathons is tough when you're that big of a guy, not this skinny, lanky, 6'1", traditional big runner, right? So for Nick to even think about getting into a record time is huge because he is a huge guy and, you know, he focuses 6 hours a day on bodybuilding and all that. So it's going to be fun. Follow the content. Follow hero.loan. Go to the website. then plug in our Instagram, plug in our Facebook. We'll have YouTube videos coming out. And I encourage all of our listeners, next year my goal is to take a team of 50 down. And if you're interested in this event, if you'd love to be part of it, give me a call here at the office. Let's talk. I'd love to get you in. And
304-781-9700.
Yeah, let's leave it with that. I'm going to get back to closing some loans, put my rucksack back on, and I'll probably march home from the office today, get like 4 more miles in there, do some more
Before
squats.
You go, how many give me your worst training day so far, meaning your most difficult.
Gosh, it's not going to sound the worst, but it was probably just this Saturday because it was the first time I put the full 50 pounds on, and I went out there to Queenie Park. They have an ice rink out there, great park. They have gravel trail that it's 4 miles long, and that was the first time I tried to put some miles in. So I think we did 10 miles, give or take, somewhere in there. And it was hard because the next day I felt the hips were sideways, so that my back sideways, my spine. Like, but I mean, I've had multiple leg workouts in a day where I'll do 10 sets of 10 squats, then I'll go into 10 sets of 10 lunges and do some of those things that just have me, I can barely walk because my legs are tingling. But I think just putting on the weight last weekend and really putting miles in was, it was a good eye opener because even at 10 miles, I wasn't even halfway what I'll be doing in the sand this upcoming Sunday.
Three quick things before you leave.
Please.
One, there is probably the only thing I can help you with. And if you need suggestions on how to carry an extra 50 pounds, I can help you, brother. I can help you.
I'm shaving them right now because every pound I take off my stomach is 1 pound less. Okay?
I've been carrying 50, 60 extra for a while. Two, as the one time you and I had a personal conversation, I expressed to you my appreciation for what you do with charities and all the work you do and everything else. So I try to keep up with some of this stuff. It seems like every time I go to check some of the stuff that you're doing, Ryan Kelly's here, Ryan Kelly's there. It's incredible watching your business expand.
Thank you.
I mean, here in St. Louis, obviously, you've worked yourself into the very fabric of the city. Everybody knows you. But obviously, you're doing not only something right here, but around the country because it just seems like every state is becoming Ryan Kelly State.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on that. And one of the questions that I'm asked a lot when I go speak or go to convention or do mortgage-type stuff is, why keep growing the business? You have Ryan Kelly, your origination, thehomeloanexpert.com, successfully top-of-mind awareness, household name in St. Louis, Chicago, Indianapolis, Nashville, and Birmingham, Alabama. That's my Ryan Kelly footprint. I do loans in all those cities. We have offices. We own buildings. I mean, that's the Ryan Kelly footprint. But now we've continued our growth, and we've launched DBAs. So we have Texas Loan Experts, Colorado Loan Experts, and other states. And these states I don't originate. But the top originators in those states now work for us. They came on board. They've left their lender. They work for the Home Loan Expert technically underneath the Texas Loan Expert brand. They fund all their loans. They use my whole operations side. I do their marketing in the background to take them from a $100 million a year producer to a $200 million a year producer. And again, that question is, why keep growing? What's the point here? And the larger we grow our company, the bigger my footprint is, the more dollars and awareness we can raise for charitable organizations. And for me, that's it. You know, when I got in the mortgage business, it was like, oh, one of these days I'm going to get a fancy car and then I'm going to get a house. And yeah, the money kind of drives you at the beginning, but at some point you need something else to be your motivating factor of working 16-hour days, of saying goodbye to your wife and kids and having to go overnight to other markets and do all the things that I do. It can't just be about money. It has to be about other things. And that transition for me was about 6 years ago. Not that I'm filthy rich or anything, but the growth no longer was about, you know, lining my pockets with cash and filling my bank account. The growth was, the bigger I take this company, the bigger my footprint is, the bigger the client for the kids is, the bigger all these events that we do, the awareness, the growth, everything out there. And ultimately, that's my dream, is to not have to worry about the mortgage side of the business so much and just use the company that we built to fundraise and raise money for people in need. So I kind of joke about it sometimes. I'll die with, you know, my kids aren't getting it. You know, my kids, it's not going to them. They didn't earn it. They didn't get it. Now, will they get, if there's a company involved, maybe they get that. But cash, no way. I will die giving away my last penny on my deathbed.
The city might need an NBA team. How about that?
I love that, man. I'm a big NBA guy. I know it's not a – not everybody in St. Louis is huge on the NBA. I am. The Pacers are my thing, man. I love the Pacers. I'm deeply involved with the Pacers in Indianapolis. I would love to bring an NBA team to St. Louis. I would call it the Rhythm. You'd have the Rhythm and Blues. They could both play the same same Enterprise Center, Rhythm and Blues.
There you go.
The seasons are, you know, they work out perfect. The stadium's about the same size. I would see myself, it was a dream in 10 years, having an NBA team.
So you All were right. heartbroken because Oladipo was the difference between contending and being in a postseason. No, seriously. I mean, Indiana, with Oladipo, Indiana had a chance.
They did.
You got to like, I mean, they haven't given up yet. That's what I love. They're keeping going. They're just slowing games down. They're the only team in the NBA who's like, we're going to make it to the playoffs.
I want to write this down, though. It's March 13th, 2019. If the rhythm is here in 10 years, we're throwing it the city's biggest party.
There it is. I mean, the owner of Quicken Loans, he has the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? LeBron worked for him. He sat right behind LeBron James for a couple seasons and yelled at him all the time.
I can assure everybody listening that you will be an infinitely better owner than Dan Gilbert.
Oh, I can promise you that. I'll spoil him. I'll be like the Dallas Mavericks.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I'll be like Mark Cuban. I know how to spoil my team. You know, you take good care of the people that work with you, then they take great care of your clients, and then everything works out really well. Always been a philosophy here.
Thank you for what you do for the city. Thank you what you do for us. And I talked to McKernan, Vaughn, Cusimano, and if you ever had a charity event like tanning in Boca, come in.
We're going to do a new one this year. I'm rolling out. I'm going to do the Leadville 100 MTB. So Leadville is a small town in Colorado. It's an incredible place. Everybody should get out there and see it. I would suggest camping while you're in Leadville. It's a beautiful high-altitude city. Every year they do the Leadville 100, which is an ultra run. It's 100 miles all up at high elevation. It's elite of the elite runners. You have to be invited to get to it. It's a huge deal. If you do get invited to participate in the Leadville 100 run, you literally pull back hours of work for a year. Everything goes around that training of that event. It's 100 miles, and you have to compete in a certain amount of time. In fact, our girl Carolina here at our office that handles our running team, she's participating in the Leadville 100 this year. She was invited, and it's a big deal. I might support her a little bit, maybe 7 miles somewhere in the middle. But a week before they do the Leadville 100 trail run, they do the Leadville MTB. That's the mountain bike of that same course. And these are professional mountain bikers that have been doing it their whole life. They compete to get invited to this, and then they try to win or they try to race. So it's a race. They try to get it done in less than 10 hours. They get a big belt buckle. If it's 12 hours, a smaller belt buckle. You know, I will be more than likely entering into the Leadville MTV 100 this year. I have a mountain bike sitting right here in the office, but that doesn't really work in this high altitude, 10,000 altitude trails where you have cliffs on one side that you have to go down and up and all that. But if we do that event, which I'm going to make my final decision after the baton this weekend, we'll raise money for Backstoppers, for Guns and Hoses here. I'll do a big local thing for our first responders. And then I'll put myself out there, like a boxing match, like a climbing a mountain, like all the other things that we do. I'll put myself out there, and we'll see how much money we can raise for a great organization for first responders.
It's like going to they always say don't go to a grocery store hungry. You buy the whole store. May wait a couple days after the baton death march to decide if you want to go.
I'm leaving the baton and going to Austin for a week. It's brutal. Usually you come home from the baton and you just want to go hide and lay in bed and eat Advils for weeks, you know, days at least. But it's my kids' spring break, and we're really busy at the household right now, and there wasn't a Florida, even idea of a Florida spring break or anything like that. But I mean, we're one of the bigger lenders now, not under Home Loan Expert, but under Texas Loan Experts. We're one of the biggest lenders in Austin. And I'm putting together their spring break as a work trip for Dad also. Okay. So I'm coming out of the baton. I land in St. Louis Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday morning I'm back down to Austin. And I'll be down there for 6 days, 3 hours of meetings with all my teams each day, but then a lot of time with the kids and family. So, you know, just enjoying some family time with them.
As a last thing here, as a two-time consumer of your product, I can personally vouch for it.
Oh, man, you're a dream client, TJ. You truly are. Dream clients, meaning they're prepared, they're engaged, they're ready to get their deal closed. We're not chasing them down for 3 weeks asking for a copy of the driver's license. But you are a dream client.
You
These
closed
were
me in 28 days. I don't know if that's something you promised everybody, 28 days.
Well, there must have been some reason why it took all that time. I don't know what it was, but I think we're doing, on the lending side, we're doing day one certainty now. I mean, a lot of these mortgage companies aren't even there. We're getting appraisal waivers. We're getting income waivers. We don't even need your pay stubs anymore. So, like, we've brought the time down to that new industry. Like, that 14 days is slick. And we're just that day one certainty. I won't bore everybody with that is our secret weapon on that one. You know, just utilizing the new tech that's available out there. Thank you for being a past client. Thank you guys for being in here. Thank you to all the listeners for taking some time to hear about the Baton Memorial Death March. Google it. Google the Baton Death March. Let me know if you're interested in going next year. I want a 50-person team going down, and I want to really represent well down there. So thank you very much, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Good stuff. That is Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, 314-781-9700. You go to thehomeloanexpert.com. We are going to go to break. We'll be back in a bit. It's Hardline.